Hey guys, it's Jay. Hope you've been enjoying our maternity leave. We will be back in a few weeks with brand new shows for season 14. In the meantime, here's a classic from not too long ago. In honor of March Madness, it's the Brackets Bracket.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
This is Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. I checked them out. They're very funny guys.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
Masters of None, the podcast, is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, this is Philip J. Fry from Futurama.
The comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
I'm not sure what it means, but that's why I'm going to keep listening. Until I find out.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
That's awesome. No way.
That's awesome. Bring you right
no
back.
Way.
Masters of None. It's a comedy podcast, and it does not suck.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network and lubricated by Blue Point Beer.
Hello, everybody. You are looking live at Masters of None Stadium. My name is Mike, and along with me is Art. What's going on, Art?
Hello, friends.
Hi, and next to him, Jay. How you doing, Jay?
Hello.
We are in the middle of March. That means it is March Madness time.
It's March Madness, baby.
It is awesome.
Dipsy-doo, podcast-a-roo.
We're going to be doing a show that I think we should be calling Brackets Brackets.
I think it should be called the March Madness Tournament of Brackets.
March Madness Tournament of Brackets. I like that. Or the bracket. Yeah, okay. I don't know how many times we're going to say the word brackets.
Let's just call it brackety.
Brackety. The brackety bracket brackets.
Oh, that's our mascot. That's the mascot for this episode. That's
the mascot. Basically, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking a bunch of... during this time of year, everybody makes a set of brackets, no matter what it's for.
Got to tie it in. Be topical.
Yeah, exactly.
What a cheap way to get hits and downloads.
Topical brackets.
We got to be topical because, you know, we don't want to be slipping. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want our shows to be, like, you know, getting a little bit old and stale. Right. We don't want that to happen.
We'll talk about that next week on our freestyle.
But
Juicy tees.
Everybody has brackets, so we decided, why not do a tournament-style bracket of these brackets?
Of other people's rip-off brackets.
Yes. So it's perfect. I love it. I love the idea. So, first of all, what are you guys drinking?
Blue Point White IPA, baby, in the can.
This is a toasted lager that I put in a nice Blue Point glass. See that?
Yeah, I had one earlier. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I drank all my Blue Point from the last time we were up there, so I'm drinking a rum and coke.
Damn, you got like all of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Art's been boozing.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm slipping.
In there, slick. You are. We're all slipping.
I can't get up.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. A lot of these are not we're not gonna really go into too much, but we promise we'll have.
This is Mike's keys to the game.
Yes, this is the keys to the game. This is how we get it. This is how we get through this in under an hour, folks. What we're gonna do is we're gonna go through the first couple of rounds. We're gonna kind of fly through them, and the ones that we really don't talk about, they will be on our site. Well, most of them will be. Some of them we've made up ourselves.
No, we don't make up shit.
Come on. Let's pull back the curtain here a little bit. But the ones that we do have, we will throw the links up online somewhere, either in the Dropbox. If you're not part of the special media folder, please email us, mastersandunshow@gmail.com, and say, I want to be part of the media folder.
We got to put more shit in there.
I got some good stuff, actually, that I've been hanging on to that I'll toss a bunch of stuff in there soon. So we'll either throw it in there, or we'll put it on the site, or we'll put it on our Facebook page or whatever. But also, too, we will have on our Facebook, definitely, and then the site too, this bracket, the bracket of the brackets, 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 brackets.
March Madness Tournament of Brackets, 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 brackets.
So let's go first with Jay's list.
This is the Jay region.
The Jay region, yes.
And we actually do have 64 of these people, so fucking strap in. All right, we got the number one seed versus the number 16 seed here. This is MrSkin.com's Whack It Bracket. That's the number one seed in my region. Going up against the Montgomery Poetry Tournament. No, Mr. Skin's Whack It Bracket is just, you know, imagine what you will. And we'll get into it later because I have a feeling they're going to They're going to blow through my bracket here.
We get it. Pun's coming.
Yeah, the Montgomery Poetry Tournament. This is, you guys, this is part of a big effort to push poetry in the schools, you guys, to make poetry fun for the kids.
Yeah, whack it, bracket. Next.
Oh, whack it, bro.
Boy, can I at least tell you who won and maybe recite the poem that won? No?
There once was a man from Nantucket. That's who won. Go.
That's who won?
Yep.
All right, let's move on. I don't know. It was a Shel Silverstein poem about friendship. But you guys wouldn't know anything about that. He wouldn't understand it.
Nope.
So let's move on. All right, there you go. Mr. Skin's Whack It Bracket. Moving on to round two. Do you have any, like stadium sound effects, Mike? Or some
American Gladiator music.
I give you this. I don't know. That's the next.
The
give
fuck some... is that?
It's dropping a hammer on him.
What?
What is
that? It's dropping a hammer. That's a hammer hitting an anvil. That is, I don't know.
That's the sound it makes when Shel Silverstein ejaculates.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next round. I don't have any seedings here, so this is definitely going to get sketchy. What's the next one? 2 and 15? Or no, that's at the bottom, right? I don't know. The next one, I have ESPN's greatest athlete of all time bracket versus the Morning News Tournament of Books. TheMorningNews.org, everybody.
So greatest athlete versus books.
Yes. And I got to say, the way, you know, I'd give it a fair chance, but this is just like, this is, seems to be like new books, and it's like all like just douchey like book writers who like judge each round, and there's only like 16 rounds, I think, and it's like, I've only heard of one of them called Gone Girl, and this is like another one of those like, oh, your wife's reading this book with her friends and like their book club, which actually happened in real life to me.
She's reading it in the tub by herself.
But much, much like a member of my family, she never actually read the book,
right.
Which is nice. It's just like some book douche, like fucking judges around, and then like it moves on, and then some other. Anyway, I think we can all agree that ESPN's greatest athlete of all time brackets should move on here.
Bracket.
You guys agree?
Bracket.
Yeah,
bracket.
If that game was actually on air during March Madness, that'd be cutting to a commercial.
Yep. Yeah, they just finished it not too long ago. That's like their go-to. Like 3 week thing after the Super Bowl before like March Madness starts when they've got nothing, especially when the NHL is on strike. Cue up some old school video footage and make something out of it for 3 weeks because there ain't shit going on.
Let's have bloopers for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's when they air. Yeah, that's when they air
SportsCenter.
All the SportsCenter commercials in a row for like 5 hours. Mm-hmm. They like roll the credits of everybody who works at ESPN on like a 6 hour loop.
They do like a Charlie Steiner retrospective on all the shit that he fucking laughed at on SportsCenter.
All right.
And then of course they throw Beano in there somewhere too.
Tell him I can hear. Tell him I can hear this.
That's always in there too somewhere.
All right. Next up we got the draft
bracket. Bracket.
We should have did the hip-hop mix show sound effects bracket. <That'll be it. laughs> Maybe that's coming up later.
Next.
All right, this is the Draft Magazine beer bracket, pitting all different beers against each other versus Brant's Bracket of Awesomeness, which is...
Who is Brant, and why does he get to judge what is awesome?
Let me give you guys the link for this one. It's actually all right. But Brant appears to be some sort of wacky Midwestern radio DJ type guy.
Oh, boy.
How do they even, like, sustain, like, ratings if they can't even hit the beaches?
That's true. You need to be reaches the beaches if you want a big summer book. Here's some of Brant's brackets of awesomeness, you guys. All right, his first one is Tim Tebow, so I don't know how awesome this fucking bracket really is.
God damn.
Actually, his round one is Tim Tebow versus Brant's mom. We got the Millennium Falcon versus the Christmas Shoes song. How is that awesome? I don't even understand this. He's got Jody's dog who lives in Kansas versus Pinterest. What? The state of Oklahoma versus Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
All right.
Girl Scout Thin Mints versus Our Galaxy. All right, I think we know where the vote's going on here.
I know where this is going. Really.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah.
All right, Draft Magazine, beer bracket, moving on. You keeping the bracket, Mike? The official bracket?
I'm keeping the bracket. I got it.
All right, here we go. Up next in the J bracket, the J region, is MTV's Musical March Madness. And I'm going with the 2012 version, you guys, because the 2013 version is still in progress, and it's anyone's game. Versus the fictional Lawyer March Madness at constitutionaldaily.com.
This fictional lawyers.
Yeah, that's where
it's
going to go. With the upset. No, check this out. Yeah, on paper, you'd think
check this out,
the MTV
yo.
One. But here's the final four from the MTV one from 2012. It was My Chemical Romance versus Green Day. Green Day went on to win that one versus... I don't know how... This is 2012. Evanescence?
What?
Versus Tokyo Hotel, who I've never even heard of. Whoa. So you've got a band who hasn't had a hit in like 7 years versus a band I've never heard of.
I like Singapore Supplets.
Yeah. So Tokyo Hotel went on, and then Green Day lost to Tokyo Hotel. Are you shitting me?
Oh...
What is Tokyo Hotel? Here's the thing about Tokyo Hotel. It's like four white dudes who do like emo rock. The fuck is that all about?
Like I said, even before you broke it down, fictional lawyers.
Fictional lawyers with the upset.
Fictional lawyers moves on to round two, taking down the juggernaut that is MTV, everybody. All right, up next. This one's going on at the Pontiac Silverdome, this next matchup. It's ESPN Radio's The Herd radio show, one of my personal favorites. the bracket of breakfast going up against the bracket of big dicks at cock.com.
Really?
Sure. Totally. Right, let me give you the final four of the bracket of big dicks. You got Liam Neeson. This is Liam Neeson versus Milton Berle in one half, and the other half is Jared Leto versus Willem Dafoe. And then
Hamm, no Michael Fassbender.
Nope. Willem Dafoe goes on to the final versus Liam Neeson in the battle of two weird looking guys with huge cocks who kind of look alike.
Just because I've got a boner, I'm going big dick.
Really? Can I tell you who the Herd's got going on? Because I know Art's a big fan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. In the breakfast bracket, check this out, guys. They named their rounds. Okay, you got the first round, then you got the sugary 16, and then the edible 8, and then the flavorful 4. And you've also got the regions where the two halves were healthy and sugary. The final four was Honey Nut Cheerios and Raisin Bran. And then on the other side, you had Frosted Flakes versus Captain Crunch. The last matchup was Honey Nut Cheerios versus Frosted Flakes. Who do you guys got in that?
Here we go, big dicks. Here we go. Here we go, big dicks.
And here's the other problem with this. It was Honey Nut Cheerios and regular Cheerios together, which is complete bullshit because they're two different cereals. They're completely different cereals. But, of course, two cereals would beat Frosted Flakes. It's fucking horseshit. Yeah. So, fuck you, the Herd.
Big dicks.
The big dick bracket moves on.
Big dick bracket.
All right. Up next, for me, we got the FW.com. These guys are so desperate for hits and page views. They've got like four March Madness brackets going off this year alone. They're like, you guys, there's so many good ideas. So many page views.
Quick, gather all the writers in the boardroom right now. I need as many bracket ideas as you can possibly think of. Go!
They did their own final four of topical brackets in their office. And they put four of them out there. The FW's Internet Memes versus the... What's that, Mike?
It's the Brackets Bracket.
The Brackets Bracket, you guys. This was brought to you by Brackets.
I thought that's what this was.
It is kind of like this, but listen, this is from brackets.com, okay? This had the four regions of the grammar and math bracket category, which broke down the actual brackets like parentheses and the inequality signs. And then you had the hardware bracket region, which featured, the 6-inch gold-plated Duratrac Corbell shelf brackets actually came out of that region to the final four. Then you had the braces brackets. These are like the little pieces that go on the individual teeth on braces. And there, the Damon system, the Damon brackets came out of that region. Then you had the other brackets region, which included March Madness and the Fungus bracket. There's a bracket. And you had age and salary brackets. That's from the smaller known demographic conference.
And did both lose?
Was general bracket in there from Alien?
Yes. General bracket is in the other brackets bracket. And then this one came down to parentheses versus March Madness. And
oh, that's tough.
I don't think I need to tell you who won, you guys.
Parentheses.
Figure it out. Parentheses. 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 Close parentheses. So that's a tough one there. Who takes that one, you guys? One. The brackets, brackets, or the internet memes?
Did they have the angry cat in there?
I'll tell you exactly who they had in there. They only see the FW
why
since they had so
you?
Many.
Why did I even ask you? Shit.
Since they had so many brackets, they only 16. So in their internet memes, they had, which one did you say, Art?
The angry cat.
Grumpy cat? No, know why? Because they also had an animal bracket, which didn't make my brackets. That was their worst bracket. So that one was eliminated.
This is horseshit.
That one did not come out of their own, the FW regional bracket.
So who was the final four of the meme bracket?
Theirs is still current, so they only have the first round right now. So they have All Your Base That Belong to Us versus Harlem Shake. The Annoyed Picard versus the Futurama, I Don't Want to Live on This Planet Anymore. They had Irmgard versus Overly Attached Girlfriend. They had First World Problems versus Condescending Wonka.
Okay, let's just end it right there.
Some of these I've never heard of. I don't even know.
Brackets of brackets.
Brackets. I'm going brackets, brackets.
Brackets. Brackets, brackets. Yes.
Brackets, brackets in that one.
All right. Suck it, internet memes. We could put the results of that bracket in a Arial bold font, whatever, with the black outline and the white letters. Like all the fun.
All right, you got two more. Come on. Here all we right. go.
And my last bracket in the J region is the two FWs going against each other. We have Retro Snacks versus the 90s cartoon bracket. This is like the 8 versus 9 because it's right in the middle. They're very evenly matched. A couple of the ones in the Retro Snacks, you had Fruitopia versus Orbitz, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
You had Crystal Pepsi versus Surge. You had Ecto Cooler versus Tang. You had a nice cereal region, C-3PO's versus Pac-Man cereal. You had
you had me there. I'm already picking. They're winning.
You had Pizzerias versus Doritos 3Ds.
you had him at C-3PO.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, you had me at Fruitopia.
True. And then 90s cartoon characters. You had like Powerpuff Girls versus Dexter. You had Yakko, Wacko, and Dot versus Babs and Buster Bunny. That's a good one right there. Animaniacs versus Tiny Toons.
It's a good bracket, but C-3PO.
You had The Critic versus The Simpsons. Beavis and Butthead versus South Park.
Wow.
It's tough. I'm going retro snacks.
All right, well, that's 2-1. There you go.
All right, boom.
Here's your winner.
Retro snacks, moving on. And my final bracket in the J region is most watchable movie of all time bracket from progressiveboink.com versus the arts and crafts bracket, you guys. Let me tell you about the arts and crafts bracket. This is from artsandcrafts.ru. It's an illegal site. There's a lot of peer-to-peer arts and crafts file trading going on there.
A lot of pornographic arts and crafts.
You can't catch them in Russia. That's the thing. Final four in the arts and crafts bracket was macaroni art versus ankle bracelets and finger painting versus coloring. And then the final match was macaroni art against coloring. And in a huge upset, macaroni art fucking took
whoa!
It all.
Whoa! Whoa!
You silly you know Jerry!
Whoa!
You know how much money I made on that?
That is some bullshit right there.
Fucking! I bet that one back in February.
Nice
prop bet, dude. I made.
I'm going
like 100 grand.
I'm going. Movies, most watchable movies.
All right, art,
arts and crafts.
Oh shit! I'm going most watchable movies.
Boom!
It's a good one.
Moving on.
You'll hear more about it later. All right, whose bracket's up next? What region are we going to? The art region or the mic region? You guys.
I'll go.
Sweet.
The mic region.
Here we go.
This is the New Jersey East.
Very,
region.
Yes. The very heated. This is all happening at Brendan Byrne Arena. All these games take place.
AKA Izod Center.
Being topical, of course, we have a new pope. And while they were trying to pick a new pope, of course, somebody got up there and made a pope bracket of all the...
Of course.
Of all of the potential popes out there. And I have that seed going up against the U.S. Congress bracket, which is basically taking all of the members of Congress and putting them in a bracket and coming up with the best congressman. So who do you guys got here? The pope or the congressman?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right, you're going for the pope bracket.
This is like, which one of my kids would I rather kill?
I'll probably go for the congressman one because I think they have some funny names, I'm guessing.
I'm going pope, yeah. I mean, you could do a Pope John alone. There's got to be 64 of them, right?
Well, no, these aren't like the best popes of all time. These are the best qualified candidates to be the next pope.
Oh, so are these these are like all cardinals and bishops and whatnot?
Correct, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a heated betting lines to see who the next pope was going to be.
Oh, so this is an old one, like of who it should have. They thought it was going to be.
No, who they thought it was going to be for this next, this next round. As soon as Pope Palpatine quit, they
okay,
they decided.
So was the guy who won even in the running?
Let's see here. It doesn't matter.
This is dated, so fuck it. I'm going congressman. I changed my vote.
Congressman.
You changed your vote? Damn, yeah. I'm going Pope one, though.
Pope, you lost. Go ahead.
But it's done.
All right.
Go ahead, Izod. Let's go.
Who cares?
It's over.
Although, where was fuck it. Forget it. What's the term for masturbating that involves the bishop? Is it polishing?
Flipping the bishop.
Flipping
the bishop.
Where was bishop flipping ranked? Is what I wanted to know.
Yeah, it wasn't there.
Hey, that's part of my bracket. Calm down.
Art had a euphemisms for masturbating bracket.
You'll see.
Yeah, the next round up here is the sneaker bracket versus cars from the movie Gone in 60 Seconds.
Sneaker bracket.
Yeah, sneakers. Totally. Figure
that one. The sneaker one came from sneakernews.com.
Nice.
Nice.
So you're going sneakers?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Who would win the other one? The one that Vin Diesel drives? I don't know. one that drifts really well.
Yeah.
The one with the giant spoiler on the back and the big giant muffler.
The one that Nick Cage was in and went, oh.
The one that went off that cliff that one time.
And the one that went.
The one with the Nas. Oh, that's all of them. The one with the neon underlights. The one with the racing stripe. The one that they pull the emblem off.
All right, Mike, we got to cut the sideline reporter off. Let's keep on going.
I know.
Jesus. The loud one.
Fucking Michelle Tafoya.
Yeah, Rachel Nichols, calm down.
By the way, speaking of sports chicks, I'm coming around on Lindsay's Zarniak art.
Oh, yeah, right? What happened?
That's your girl. I don't know. She's starting to look better and better every day. Maybe it's just because my wife's away for the week. I've been watching a lot of ESPN lately. Lonely at night by myself. All right, moving on.
Up next, the shows of NPR versus the best company culture in tech, which basically means is like all of the tech companies like Google and Yahoo and stuff. Which company has the best culture, you guys, for employees?
I thought you were going to say best compass.
A bracket of all that fucking bullshit.
Who are the winners? Google and...
Texas Instruments.
I'm looking at it. They have...
What was the other category?
NPR shows.
Yeah, NPR shows.
So This American Life wins that. Fuck NPR. I hate NPR.
Facebook versus Evernote. Google versus Apple.
Google's got to win, right?
HubSpot versus Wayfair. Fab versus Kayak.
What are the final four, though?
They're not on the final four yet. They're right now. Elite Eight.
Well, Google's going to win because everyone who works there gets a free Segway, don't they? They just like
something
drive.
Like that.
They drive their Segways to like their in-house Emeralds fucking dine-in.
Right now, they have their eight are Evernote, Google, HubSpot, Fab, Twitter, Dropbox, Rackspace.
This podcast is going to last longer than March Madness.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck NPR.
All right.
That's what I say. Tech companies.
Tech company bracket.
Very I'm just good. Going for that one because it looks like it's like saying it's the best compass bracket.
I don't need any more brackets advanced. Well, this is a tough category because probably most people in most brackets and both of them all wear glasses, which is weird.
All right, so I don't know what that meant.
Turn off Rachel Nichols' microphone, please.
Back to you, Jim.
Best live fish song bracket. This was actually a fucking bracket of songs where it was literally the song titles and the dates that they were played live in a bracket style.
Someone else has got a journal.
Holy shit. Seriously? Versus this was actually on arteddy.com. Jordan sneaker bracket. I found this one.
Here's the real quiz behind this is like both groups of people are way like this. The fish people are way too high to fucking actually put together this bracket and keep it going all the way through till the end. And then the sneaker people are too busy just shining their sneakers and
or waiting
online. Yeah. To actually finish their bracket. So this is like the battle of the distracted idiots. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that about both of you.
What did you just say?
I'm going to decline to answer this one. I'm going.
Oh, you can't, though.
That word where you don't vote?
Abstain?
Abstain, yes. I abstain.
David Fostain?
Well, we all know what Art's picking.
Yeah, fish, right?
All right. Since I had a pair of old school first edition Jordans, I'm going to go with the sneakers.
All right. I wasn't picking the sneakers was because the sneaker one won in the other category. Now we got two sneakers.
Just go with fish. I'll go with fish. Don't worry. We're good.
Dude, no, maybe we'll have the battle of the sneakers coming up.
That's what I'm saying.
This could be good. Well, then we'll get into the fucking nitty gritty.
The vote was for fish.
Up next.
Too late.
Damn it.
The books bracket.
Nice.
This bracket of a bunch of books. Similar to yours, I guess, Jay. Versus the characters from The Wire bracket.
Wow.
This is an easy one.
Yeah. What are they? Are they books of all time or like current books?
I think it's like the same thing. It's like it's a bunch of books that like women read.
Oh, awesome. I'm going with that one then.
Chicks get horny too.
Yeah.
Like Knots Landing?
I'm going to go with that one.
Did you say it was? Oh, I think I got the same one actually. The Morning News Tournament of Books.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the same one.
Well, uh-oh. Bracket fraud.
Two-time loser.
They were so strong in the book world. They got in twice. They got two bids.
This one's a redshirt freshman.
The Wire. This is no contest. This is like 1 versus 16.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm watching The Wire right now. Have you guys seen the show? It's really good. You should watch it. I'm in the middle of season two. It's really good.
Season two is actually like the worst season too.
You guys know this Omar guy? He's fucking badass.
You suck.
He's gay too. You guys know that?
Yeah, do you guys know that?
He's a badass, but he's gay. This is awesome.
All right. What is this? Best films? What did I say?
Pie.
Oh, best films of 2012 bracket versus the pie bracket. Yes, it's a bracket of different kinds of pie.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
There's some good movies in 2012, but I do love pie.
This is
pies, though.
8 versus 9.
Life of Pie.
Give me the final four in each.
Okay. Let's see.
It's ongoing now. Well, 2012 is probably done. What about the pie? Is that still going on right now?
Please, strawberry boop.
The pie's always going on.
Please, strawberry boop.
What seed is 3.1439784?
I guess this just started.
Oh, man.
Here's your seeds, though.
Get it, seeds.
Lemon meringue, blueberry, raspberry, air strawberry rhubarb right there. In the berry division.
What are the other divisions?
There's the berry division, the fruit division, the sweet division, and the savory division.
Holy shit. What are the divisions?
The savory division has powerhouses such as chicken pot, crawfish, shepherds, and quiche.
Wow, they went into real food pies, too. Holy shit, that's a pretty fucking serious.
Why are we even talking? The pie wins. Go.
I'm going to have to go with pie.
Less chat, more pie.
You could always eat pie, but the films of 2012 are going to age. Not going to be as good 20 years down the road, but 20 years down the road, damn right, you're going to be eating some fucking pie.
Okay, here's one that here's a match that whenever you're filling out your brackets, there's always that I don't know either of these teams. I have no idea of either of these teams, so I'm just gonna pick one, and that's this matchup right here: the Muscle Cars versus the Christian Books bracket. I have no clue about either one of them. One of these things.
I'm gonna go Muscle Cars because anything's better than religion. I'll take something I can actually see in front of me. Over something you have to believe in.
I can believe in a Mustang GT 5.0, you guys, am I right?
Right? With a six-engine 425
40 cylinder
cubic zirconian fucking
horsepower
angle of the dangle. You got a carburetor on the back. That thing looks like a ding,
motor.
You got a fucking
engine. Blinkers.
I have a hemorrhoid.
Your alternator looks like about a 725 Max 29 or 65. Porter.
Quad.
That works. Quad Aspergen. Fucking. I've gone cross-eyed.
Did I hear a Bergen in there?
Nice.
That's county. That's what county he brought in.
Were you calling from a German walkie-talkie?
Schmergen to Bergen. It's working.
Yeah, catchphrase. Muscle cars.
All right. Muscle cars moving on. Next one, and my last one, right?
Yep.
No,
it is.
Actually, no, I have another one. Yeah, last one in this region.
Oh.
This is a bracket of a bunch of indie bands from some indie music website, so I call it the bracket of bands I've never heard of versus endangered species.
Wow.
The endangered species bracket, guys.
Condors. If I found a way to save condors, right?
Jay Park coming back 3D this week. Can't wait.
What are, could you give us like the final four in each?
Sure. Here we go. The bands I've never heard of include, well, actually, no, I shouldn't say that because here's some that are in the tournament here. The Front Bottoms, Secret Country, Boxed Wine, Shaler James, Big Wilson River. I don't know. Those Mockingbirds. Paper Streets.
I like when they were called Franzia.
I don't know any of these. Franzia. I like Box Wine before when they were called Franzia, you guys. Their early stuff is really good, but they've really been just terrible lately. So, there's those guys. And then you're looking at the endangered species bracket. And when you're talking endangered species, really, you're talking no more than animals such as the black abalone, the elkhorn coral, the gulf sturgeon.
No!
Wait a minute. Now, here's the thing. If you would have just mixed in the names of these two things, I couldn't tell which is which. We could do a whole quiz as indie band or endangered species. Here, give us one. Give
okay,
us
ready?
One
hold on, hold on. Okay. Let me see.
We'll guess which it's coming from.
All right. Let's see.
There's got to be one on there. That's definitely both.
I got one. Titus Andronicus.
Oh, Jesus.
Indie band.
I'm going to say endangered species.
Indie band.
Oh. Yes!
I thought you were getting scientific on us, going with like the
all right.
Genus name.
Ready?
Yeah.
Did you just say genus?
Here's another one. Yes, the genus.
Yeah.
Genus? I don't know.
Janis Joplin.
The night... Night whale.
Oh. Oh, it is an indie band.
All of a sudden, we're back on morning show radio. I love this.
Night Whale.
This is for a pair of tickets to see Harry Potter the Fifth. I want to beat him. I want to beat him. My kids want those tickets, Herb. Endangered Species. Herb.
Endangered Species.
Yes!
Endangered Fuck Species you. It is.
You get a t-shirt, buddy. I get the tickets.
All right. I'm coming back at you.
Because if I had to consume either one, I'd rather consume the Endangered Species.
I'll take Endangered Species, too.
All right, so who's winning that that matchup, though, guys?
Endangered Species, dude.
Endangered Species? Nice. Yeah. Nice. All right, that'll do it. That'll do it for my region.
All right. All right, now we're in the art bracket, playing in the...
art white division.
New Jersey West.
Or I was going to say in the Canada version in New Hampshire.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that's true. The Canadian region. Good call.
Yeah. And the first seed, the Mustache Madness styles, such as Snidely Whiplash going against the Mario versus the Horseshoe, Handlebar, etc., is going against the Best Hot Dog in the World competition from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
Wow.
That's a tough one. Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
What are the can you give us the final four in each?
I object. Yeah, you got.
I like to think that the guys who run the Hot Dog Council have awesome, like, Snidely Whiplash mustaches.
Yeah, me too.
Either way, they win.
Just everybody eating hot dogs. Just terrible burps going on.
I imagine they have some sort of tool to hold up their mustache while they eat the hot dog. Give us the final four at each art.
Mustache one is the Mexican, the Chevron, the Dolly, and the Freestyle.
What? I didn't even
and
know what
for the
are.
Hot, look them up, Junior. And then for hot dog and sausage, you got kielbasa, bratwurst, hot dog, and snossages.
Wait, you made that one up?
I made up the final four. Yes.
Because I would think it would be like New York hot dog, like Chicago style dog, like that kind of thing.
You're taking this way too seriously.
This is a fucking important dude. This is the number one seed here.
What do you guys got? Mustache or hot dog?
Well, you're really only supposed to eat two hot dogs a year, but you can literally grow a mustache anytime you want. So I'm going mustache.
I'm saying hot dog.
Let's go mustache. Let's go.
I'll go with mustache.
Boo. I fucking love me a hot dog. Did you guys try those Sonic hot dogs? Oh, delicious.
Are they?
Yeah. They got like a Chicago style. They got like the four different styles. Mm. That could
I
be my
no
own
idea
final four.
I have no Sonic. Idea where Sonic is.
Am I right, folks?
It's one right on 17, right by the stadium, dude.
Fun fact. All right, there's the next round we have, or the next seed, we have Star Wars characters. This is Madness from StarWars.com. And then we have at TheOneRing.net, Middle Earth Madness.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's a whole new infusion of characters from the Hobbit movie in addition to old favorites. The brackets, four divisions are the Shire, Mordor, and two names I'm not even going to pronounce.
This is Duke UNC, brother.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Surprised to see this matchup in the first round.
I know. This has got Final Four written all over it, but...
I know where this is going. For me, it's no contest, Star Wars, and I'm sure it is for art as well. So
yep.
We could probably move right along.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
All right, the next one, we've got the best catchphrases of all time versus the best sitcom of all time from 30 years past. So Seinfeld, all that stuff. Vulture.com, I guess, ran this, and... it came down to Cheers and The Simpsons in the championship round. And do you guys want to take a guess who won?
Simpsons.
You are correct.
Yeah. Wow.
What were the best catchphrase ones?
Catchphrase Madness was from a site posted by Lucky Gablos at gojirabra.com. And it was the best catchphrases were Jingle Jingle Motherfucker, Inception Horn, Callback, and Time's Up.
Who knocked off Where's the Beef?
Jingle, jingle, motherfucker.
That was in season one.
Jingle Jingle motherfucker knocked off Where's the Beef?
Yep.
In a classic upset.
You got to email Lucky Gablos at gojirabroad.com if you have any issues with that, all right?
I'm going with catchphrase, you guys. I don't know about you.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy now. Now that I know what the Final Four is, best catchphrase. Absolutely.
All right.
But careful. Don't use them too much or else we'll get stale and old.
Yep. Very true. Very true. Moving on, we have the Dreamcatcher Madness versus Worst Companies to Work For. And Worst Companies was from the site consumers.com, and they always have their annual debate, annual tournament to decide which is a worst company to work for. Top ones were Carnival Cruise Line, Carnival Cruise Lines, JCPenney, Anheuser-Busch, and Cablevision.
And Clear Channel.
I heard about this list, actually.
Yeah, and Clear Channel.
Clear Channel's down. Clear Channel's on air.
And Dreamcatcher Madness on flippingthebishop.com. The Final Four came down to sock, banana peel, ear, cat.
I thought it was going to be one feather, two feathers, three feathers, and four feathers.
Oh, I get it. Dreamcatchers, I get it.
I'm going to go with worst companies.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with companies too. I like that list. I like it's shade and fraud at its finest.
All right, cool. Moving on right now, we've got
Schadenfreude, yeah.
Is it like a law firm?
No.
Schadenfreude.
It's a German law firm. All right, what's next?
All right, cool. Next seed, we've got Jay's favorite show, The Herd. This year, they're doing the NFL quarterbacks, top NFL quarterbacks of all time versus, where was it?
Best teen movie.
Best teen movie. For ForeverYoungAdult.com is staging a tournament to decide the best teen movie. And it looks as though they're still going through the division semifinals, and I guess Freddie Prinze Jr. is going against Molly Ringwald Films or something like that. I didn't read too much on that.
Ugh.
Who's in quarterbacks? Is that's going on now still?
Yeah, I think John Elway defeated Jim Kelly. You have Drew Brees losing to Joe Montana. Otto Graham beating about Brett Favre right now.
That's hilarious that these are all off the top of your head. You were actually searching for them and you got like four matchups.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
I'm going to go with NFL quarterbacks. Anytime I hear Freddie Prinze Jr., I just want to shoot.
Yeah,
myself.
You just said the wrong person. You could
have. Yeah.
Nice. Moving along, we've got the Grammar Rodeo Champions from Canada's top seeded Grammar Rodeo versus Mr. Fifth Round Sneaker Movement.
Wow, there's three sneaker teams in this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you expand a little bit on the Grammar Rodeo, Art?
Yeah, Millhouse, the Final Four are Millhouse, Nelson, Bart,
Martin.
Martin
Prince.
Okay. I see where you're going now. And how about Mr. Fifth Round? What has he got so far? Is this a current one that's still underway?
Yeah, he's got the Kamikazes going against the Larry Johnson React Juice shoes, and then he's got the Magic and Bird Classics going against Michael Jordan, like the Air Jordan 5.
Indie band or sneaker brand?
Wait, Larry Bird had his own shoes?
Mm-hmm. Him and Magic were rocking the Classic Converse back in the day. All black and white for Larry Bird, and then yellow, purple, and black, and some shades of white for the Lakers one.
That's racist.
Yeah.
As much as I love Angelo, I'm going to go with the Grammar Rodeo.
Go Grammar Rodeo.
Sneakers. We've got enough sneakers in this.
I'm going to go sneakers because I think I know where you're going. I got to give Angelo some love.
You got to give him some love. You know what, though? Here's the thing.
Here's where it gets difficult.
This is where it gets difficult because... This is the only fucking sneaker category I actually want to win.
Oh, you mean a made-up one?
Yeah. Oh, well, he didn't...
No, he didn't make one. I was really just giving him a shout-out. I was giving random people that listen to our show shout-outs.
All right, we're going Grammar then. We're going Grammar Rodeo. We're going Grammar Rodeo. I thought he actually had one.
Art fooled
I thought
us
he
all.
Actually had one. Wow, you fooled us all on that one. I'm going Grammar Rodeo. But definitely check out Mr. Fifth Round's YouTube channel because it is entertaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, the next one's going to be tough for me. This is where it gets difficult. You have the He-Man March Masters of the Universe and then versus Munch Madness Mania, the best cereals of all time.
I really don't know which ones Art's making up anymore.
I know.
Where are these from?
Do you realize Art found three of them and then he made up the rest?
Based on his podcast research, yes, I believe that now.
Yes.
Masters, the He-Man one is at Mattel.com, and then the cereal one is at RetroJunk.com.
Are they both currently going on, or can you give us final fours?
These were past ones.
All right, so give us the final fours in each.
Final four for the He-Man was Man-at-Arms versus He-Man, and then the villain side, it was Skeletor versus Modulok. It was Cinderella right there. And then
the finals were Skeletor versus He-Man.
Yes.
And then He-Man wins.
Yes.
I'm Boo. Going cereal.
Yeah, cereal.
I'm going cereal.
That's
predictable.
Fucking lame. Totally predictable.
Lame.
Next.
Ugh.
Next. so angry. All right. Video game characters. Best video game characters.
Skull Corn out on there. Fucking Trap Jaw. Nothing. Come on.
Yeah. No skunk. No Moss Man.
He-Man's like the worst character. Not even the battle damage He-Man. Even that's better than the regular He-Man.
Right.
Come on.
Right. What about prolapsed anus He-Man? Is he there?
Oh, sweet. Next round, moving in the Canada round, is best video game characters of all time versus the best comic book characters of all time. And the comic book ones was Marvel versus DC in the different brackets, and then the video games were just video game characters of all time. For the final four, these are, of course, past year's brackets. Pac-Man, Mario, what was the other one? Man. For some reason, it was another Cinderella. Bayou Billy was in there, and Sonic.
What? Mm-hmm. Bayou Billy. Wow, that's kind of cool because that is like the usual Final Four. There's usually one Cinderella in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of like Bayou Billy. Who won that?
Bayou Billy is the George Mason of this one.
It went Sonic versus Pac-Man, and Pac-Man won.
Yeah.
Pac-Man taking Mario out.
Are you still good with that one, Mike, too, or...?
Yeah, I like that one. That's good.
Right. I don't have a tattoo of any comic book characters, I'll tell you that much.
And next, that was it. Sir. That was it for me, man.
That's it? Okay.
That's the Canada
I had a couple.
Region.
That's yep. the Canada region. Now, this is this last region
the
here.
The Stragglers region.
This is the Straggler. I had a couple of extras that I threw in here.
Would you say it's the Masters of None region? Hmm?
Oh, I like it.
Tie in.
I like it.
Topical.
So, first up here, I have, I just fucking lost it.
Hunger Games versus most hated
something. Most hated athlete, that's it. Oh. Hunger Games characters versus most hated athletes.
Most hated athletes for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I fucking hated the Hunger Games.
I've never seen Hunger Games.
I saw it, I was very sad by it.
Why?
It made me sad.
Because you couldn't shoot a bow and arrow.
No, I'm taking lessons.
I was
no, it made me sad because all these fucking kids are killing each other.
Oh, I was just sad because Jennifer Lawrence didn't show her titties like she did in Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, titties. She showed titties in it?
No, she didn't. They're all hidden.
No, but Silver Linings,
I mean, they're just, you know, they're out there. She's wearing like, you know, she's showing as much as she can.
Right.
Those are quality, man. Jesus.
All right, so we're going most hated.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Most hated. Okay. Oh, and by the way, this is most hated. This is most hated college athlete.
Either way, it's better than Hunger Games. What are we, 6 years old here? Let's move on.
And then the final.
Someone get Mike a tissue for all the fake kids who died in the fake movie.
I was sad.
Yeah,
I was like, this didn't have to happen.
Step like, by step, we are
the Lenny Kravitz, such a bad fashion designer.
And Wes Miles, or was it Wes Bentley with his future beard?
Yeah.
All right. And the last
one.
There's
a couple nerds who'll get that one.
best burger, and this is a fast food burger mostly, versus best TV couple.
Ooh, burgers.
Tough one. Burgers. Who are the final four in each, or are they still going on?
The TV couples. Let's look at the TV couple one. Here.
Bert and Ernie better win.
Best TV couple. Ew. This is stupid. Okay, the regions are drama, reality, sitcom, and teen.
Done.
So they're mixing in fictional couples with real couples on reality shows.
Yeah. So here it is.
You're talking Lillian about Marshall fictional from characters.
Lillian Marshall from How I Met Your Mother.
I don't even eat chicken, dude. Burgers. Burgers.
Burgers. Okay.
Burgers.
Fuck it.
Burgers.
Burgers.
All right. You ready for mine? We'll rotate with these.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my next two. We got I got the Child Actors Tournament of Children.
Nice.
Okay. And it's I got Chunk from the Goonies versus Drew Barrymore. My final two.
What's the bracket like? Alive actors versus dead actors?
Yeah.
Pretty much. And Chunk wins in the big upset. Cinderella story out of nowhere. Chunk
truffle shuffled all over Drew Barrymore's fucking toad looking face.
Looks like it was his time.
The truffle shuffle beats the heroin twist.
And it was at Child Actors, and what was the
and that was going up against the Family Circus comic strips bracket, and this was all different Family Circus comic strips. And the final two were the one where Billy walks around the neighborhood leaving dashed lines all over the place.
I love that
against
one.
Against the one where Billy blames a dead ghost kid called Not Me.
Oh, that's such a good one, too.
That one is actually a tie. It was the first tie in tournament bracket history. They're both so good.
I gotta go Family Circus. You had me there in a tie. Better than any Hunger Games I would have probably not seen.
Mike, what do you say? Child Actors or Family Circus?
Child Actors.
All right. I'm going to go with Child Actors just because I can't think of any more hilarious Family Circus episodes to bring up.
What about the one where like PJ drops a deuce in his onesie?
There's that one. And then there's one where PJ calls spaghetti and meatballs pischetti and meatballs.
Oh,
tearjerker. You're talking about tearjerkers. Fuck the Hunger Games.
Damn it.
I stole that from David Cross.
Still.
All right. Child Actors moves on.
All right.
All right. My Art, what's your next one?
All right. This one, this next seed or bracket, you got Top Kosher Dill Pickles, west of the Mississippi. And wait, Gherkin, west of the Mississippi. And
you're just saying words now.
Yes. Yeah. And Gherkin beats out Dill versus Robert Loggia's Pelvis B-side songs.
What? Art's gone to Platt, everybody.
That's still in. Those games are still going on.
Was that the name of a pickle, or was that the name?
Robert Loggia's pickle.
Yeah.
Robert.
So what do you want? Robert Loggia's Pelvis B-side songs or Top Kosher Dill Pickles west of the Mississippi where Gherkin beats out Dill?
I'm going pickles.
I'm going to go with worst arts brain synapse. Pickles, I guess. I don't know. You're not even making sense now, sir.
We're going pickles.
Going pickles. Right,
pickles, sure.
All right,
Tommy lost out big time on that one. It was a big heartbreak.
Again, not making sense.
Tommy Pickles?
Making Rugrats jokes now?
I'll take you there. Trust me, I'll take you there.
All right, here's mine. Vacation spots you can get kidnapped in. With the final four being Bermuda, Aruba, Mexico, and North Korea.
Wait, how's Jamaica not on there? And did you say Mexico?
I said Mexico. Okay. Bermuda, Aruba, Mexico, and
I think Jamaica needs to be there over Aruba. Aruba's pretty safe. I'm actually going there in June. So don't fucking jinx it.
You're just saying that to psych yourself up.
Did Jamaica just get eliminated? A big upset?
9 out of 10 blonde girls really love Aruba.
That's true, all right.
So vacation spots you can get kidnapped in versus incurable diseases. With the final four being AIDS, pancreatic cancer, Ebola, and herpes.
Nice.
The hizzerp.
These both hit close to home for me because I'm going to Aruba and my mom died of pancreatic cancer. So, oof.
And you have AIDS.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, there it is. Incurable diseases.
For Jay's sake, we'll go with diseases.
Yeah. All right. Is it back to me?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. This next one is shrimp dishes versus poker variations.
Oh, poker variations. You had me.
And shrimp dishes, the last two were shrimp scampi beating cocktail shrimp.
And whoa.
An upset. Yep.
This is in the Bubba Gump division.
This is, absolutely. And then in poker variations, the final two were Indian poker versus strip poker. And Indian poker wins because strip poker just gets way too awkward when somebody actually has to show some nudity. It just ruins it.
So we're going Indian poker versus a shrimp cocktail. I'm taking a shrimp cocktail any day of the week, sir.
No. Shrimp scampi. Shrimp scampi.
I don't give a shrimp whatever. Pizza. Shrimp burger, shrimp pasta, shrimp kebab, shrimp and potatoes.
I'll take shrimp.
I'm going shrimp.
I'll take shrimp for 500. All right. Shrimp beats poker.
All right.
All right. Wow. Art, what nonsense do you have?
All right. Sidewalk chalk. And in the final four was pastels, glitter, 3D, and glow in the dark. And glitter won.
He's just looking at things in his basement.
And then the going up against celebrities that eat both Whoppers from Burger King and Whoppers the candy.
And who is the winner of that?
John Candy.
That one. Yeah, I'm going that one. You're fucking ridiculous. I don't even know why I'm laughing. All right, we only have one more matchup, guys. Whew. Oh shit.
How long have we been doing this?
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 1 week.
All right, my last one. Holy fucking hell.
If you're still listening to this, you are amazing.
You're the greatest fan ever.
Do we say good day?
Yeah. All right. This is the last matchup, folks.
It's yours, right? You can do it, yeah.
Yes, this is the last one. It's the wild whittling woodcarver bracket. Which is basically a bracket. It was a bracket that was put together by a bunch of woodcarvers that they decided what are the best things you can actually whittle wood out of. And the final four would be a canoe, magazine rack, cup holder, and then firewood came in there out of nowhere.
Canoe.
Yeah.
Useful.
Whittle a canoe. That's take? Impressive.
Take less than this podcast.
And that's and that goes up against the candies found at your grandmother's house.
Oh, sweet. Tell me the ones with the strawberry. No, the ones with the strawberry.
Minty Christmas trees with sugar on them.
And the final four, yes, were definitely Werther's Originals, lemon drops, the red poison ones, and M&M's.
Wait a minute. How are spearmint gummy Christmas trees not on that list?
I don't bullshit. Know spearmint gummy Christmas trees.
I do, but I'm pissed that the strawberry hard candy's not on there.
I know those, yeah.
Wait a minute. Where's bowl of mixed nuts on that list?
Oh, yes, cashews. Where are the cashews at?
Where's walnuts?
Where's candy corns?
Where's those delicious strawberry ones with the strawberry jelly in the middle?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The ones that the strawberry wrapper.
The strawberry wrapper, those ones.
Those
or the mints with the little jelly inside you get at a diner or your grandma's house.
Ew! I hate those.
No, the mints without the jelly are delicious. The ones with the jelly are the worst.
Ooh. Yeah, so I'm saying they always stock that. Lifesavers, Wintergreen.
Or just those the old school red and white peppermints.
Yeah, the red and white peppermints.
Let's go with that.
Where we're going, the candy?
Okay. Grandma candy. Grandma's candy.
Oh, so that's round one, everybody.
Yep. Yeah. So we don't need to go any further in explaining what these all are. Everybody knows what these are, so let's just pick a winner. All right, here we go. Next round.
Blue Point White IPA, number four.
Mr. Skin versus ESPN Greatest Athletes.
Skin.
Wow, that's a tough one. Now, did you guys go on, if you go to MrSkin.com and check out the Wacket Bracket, you can log in. You don't need a Mr. Skin membership, but you can log in. Did you guys check it out?
Not yet. I will be.
Because the way they got it set up is awesome. They're on round two, you know, as we record this, and they've got the photos right up there. And like, I'll give you an example. You got the number one seed, Jennifer Connelly, versus the number nine seed, Rosario Dawson. And then it's got right there, it's got the button to vote, and then it's got the see them topless button. And you click on it, and you got the two photos of them, the screen caps from the movies. And what's amazing is they've literally paired together chicks whose tits are very similar. So you actually have to like look and decide. And what's insane is the Anne Hathaway number 5 versus Angelina Jolie number 4. The pictures are almost like mirror images of each other.
Wait, so how do
it's fucking amazing.
Oh, just to vote on current matchups?
You can sign in just to vote. And once you do that, like, you don't have to get a membership, but you can sign in to vote, and then you can see the topless pictures, and they're amazing.
Wow.
The Anne Hathaway, shit. Angelina Jolie one. It's like, I'm just going to make that my desktop. It's amazing. And they're almost like exactly mirror images of each other. Making the same face. They're like, look how great my titties are. And their titties are so nearly identical. It's crazy.
So many titties.
That's how much thought went into this, you guys.
Just based on your soliloquy, I think we know what Mr. Skin's going to win.
And that's a lot, because the ESPN Greatest Athlete, all right, you know who won that, right?
Bo Jackson.
Yes, indeed. Bo Jackson beat Jim Brown and Michael Jordan in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So, Art, you really going to defer over to the Mr. Skin Wacket Bracket?
I think both of you guys are going with the Wacket Bracket. Am I right, folks?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah, so Art's just outnumbered on this.
Yep.
All right. Mr. Skin moves on.
Okay. All right. Next. Draft Magazine Beer Bracket versus Fictional Lawyers.
Right. Beer Bracket.
The beer bracket's decent. It's not great. The problem with it is they pick a lot of regional beers that you've never had before. So a lot of times you have to pick between things you've never tried. But the fictional lawyer bracket is pretty good. And they got them broken up pretty good too. Like in the Draft Magazine one, if there was a perfect beer bracket, it would be broken up by region, because you could pick regional beers and let the people who were in those regions who've had them vote for them specifically. But they just let you vote for anything. Like, even I could vote for beers from California I've never had, never will have. But the fictional lawyers, I like their bracket breakups. They have the somewhat to mostly serious region, the somewhat less serious region. The things you can do with a JD, I don't know what that is, some lawyer jargon, and the animated lawyers division. So they've got Matlock versus Claire Huxtable. They've got My Cousin Vinny versus Jackie Childs from Seinfeld.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, lawyers.
They've got Tom Hagen from The Godfather versus Michonne from The Walking Dead. I don't know what that is.
She was a lawyer?
Yeah, Michonne.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Michonne was a lawyer.
They've got Lionel Hutz from The Simpsons versus Johnny Cochran from South Park.
All right, I'm going lawyers.
Yeah, lawyers.
I got to say, lawyers too in the upset. You think we'd go beer, but this is a better fucking bracket.
Okay, big dicks versus brackets.
This is a tough one, you guys.
Dicks.
All right, wants dicks, let's give him dicks.
Let's give Mike all the dicks he wants then.
The dicks. I will have all of the dicks, sir.
even Don Johnson's. Big Johnson.
The FW Retro Snacks versus Most Watchable Movies.
All right. Snacks. So this is a tough one. Let me throw you out a couple more of the matchups here. You got Dunkaroos versus Jell-O Pudding Pops. You got Fun Dip versus PB Max. You've got Squeeze-Its versus Kool-Aid Bursts. Those are all in the retro snack category. And then the most watchable movies. Do you want to know the final four in this?
Yeah.
Sure. Or should we save that for later? All right, the final four here are The Big Lebowski, Airplane, Die Hard, and Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's strong.
You just said the magic words, and that would be Die Hard.
Die Hard. All right. Movies it is. Moving on. Sorry, Retro Snacks.
All right. Popes versus Sneaker.
Sneakers.
Fuck Popes.
Shit, man. I was going Popes.
What's with you and the Popes?
Pope Racket is fucking stellar, actually. all right. Best right, company culture. Best tech company culture versus the Jordan sneakers.
Jordan sneakers.
I need do we have final fours on these? Well, you gave us the tech culture. What are the Jordan ones?
Let's see.
11, 5, 3, and 4.
Art knows it already by heart.
Yeah. He wrote it.
Yeah, it was you said it was from my domain.
It's on mastersofnone.com.
Wow, they actually just have the picture of them, so I have no idea what the fuck ones they are. One's yellow, one's red.
Art.
The AJ...
Roman numeral, right?
AJ Vlaney.
Oh, the Air Jordan 5 Vlaney High School Edition colors. Yep, told you the 5's on there. Next.
Great. That's one. The Air Jordan 6 DMP.
What's that?
Yeah, that's... Art? That is the Air Jordan 6. That was a commemorative shoe that came in with the 11s, and it's the 6 that he won his first champion. They're black and gold and white.
What does DMP mean?
Defining Moments Package.
All right, I'll fucking give it to Art. If you didn't know that, I would have said the other one.
Air Jordan Raging Bull and...
Oh, is that the one where Michael Jordan got fat?
That's where he gained 50 pounds. And then the... Air Jordan 11 Cool Gray.
Cool Gray. Nice. I have that pair. Actually, I think I have all four.
Which one is the one where you only get one shoe when you get divorced that year?
Yeah. Which one do you keep in the settlement?
His wife's got the other shoe.
Yeah.
Great. That's the other DMP. Divorce man package.
Alimony Jordan.
All right, so you're going okay next. So wow, that sets up an interesting next round. Okay, this is tough for me. The Wire characters versus pie.
Wow, this is tough. Can you give us the final four of the Wire characters?
Sure.
We're in hour 7.
Omar, McNulty. Who else?
Shit. Oh, shit. Still going on. So no final four here.
Pie.
Still going on. What?
Yeah.
Who fucking made this bracket? Me? How are they this late on a Wire final four?
Because it's from fucking Grantland, and Bill Simmons always does 20-year-old references, so you're good. Oh,
Jesus Christ. What's next? Yeah. Shawshank Redemption Final Four?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to go with the other one, just because that's so fucking late. It's pathetic. Pie.
Pie.
You're going pie? Pie, yep. Taking out the Wire. God.
Yep.
That's bullshit. That should be done and over with.
You know what?
Was he doing a 10th anniversary Wire bracket? Is that what's going on?
I definitely missed one because there was a Game of Thrones one too. I should have done that. Anyway, next round, muscle cars versus endangered species.
Endangered species.
Definitely endangered species. Definitely. Totally. All right. Up next.
Wait, which one is Mustang?
Up next, Mustache Madness versus Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I was going mustache. You guys are fags. Best catchphrases versus worst company to work for.
Catchphrases.
Best QB of all time versus the Grandma Rodeo.
Grandma Rodeo.
Quarterbacks.
I'm going QBs.
All right. Dicks. Suck it, Simpsons.
Munch Madness, the best cereals versus video game characters.
Cereals.
Ooh. Can you give us Final Fours, the cereal?
Yeah, you gave us the video game ones already.
Hold on. Let me get my notes. Yeah, it was Cocoa Krispies.
The Herd cereal one lost me with theirs. Their Final Four is shitty.
Right. Cocoa Krispies. I guess some of the cereals that I liked, like Pac-Man and C-3PO and stuff, they got out because of the longevity issue from what this guy was saying. But Cocoa Krispies, Lucky Charms, Golden Grahams, and Honeycomb.
Ooh, and what are the final two?
Golden Grahams and Lucky Charms.
Who wins?
Yeah. Lucky Charms.
Golden Grahams wins.
Oh, Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms got ousted. All right, I'm gonna say.
Dude, Golden Grahams. I've been rocking some of that lately.
I like the cereal one.
It's an underrated cereal.
Fun fact.
I like the cereal one. Honestly,
what was it? Cereal versus what?
Video game characters.
And what were the final four? Oh, Pac-Man. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Oh, I got to go Pac-Man, because Pac-Man versus cereal. Golden Grahams would be a tough one for me, but I'm going video games.
Cereal
for me. You guys both said cereal?
Mm-hmm. We got cereal. Cereal moving on.
Damn.
Most hated college athlete versus burgers.
Now, who are the final four in the college athlete?
Let's take a look, shall we?
Who hates college athletes? What is it, like Christian Leitner?
Yeah, it's like guys like that.
Yeah. What's the burger one?
Mount Williams is.
I'm going burgers. Fuck it. I burger? Hate college sports. I didn't know it was college. Yeah.
Yeah. Burger. You got like McDonald's versus Sonic, Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, Burger King, Hardee's.
Totally that one.
What about Fat Burger?
Fat Burger's in there.
All right.
Burgers.
All right. Next, child actors versus top kosher pickles.
Child actors.
Pickles.
I'm going pickles just because I want to see a burger versus pickles next round. I want to see burgers versus pickles in the next round. All right. Pickles.
John Candy takes the next one.
Shrimp dishes or diseases?
Oh,
shrimp
diseases.
Shrimp dishes. I'm going shrimp.
Okay. Yeah.
Scrump. celebrities who eat both kinds of Whoppers versus. You're such a fucking weirdo.
That one.
Versus candies found in your grandmother's house.
Oh, man, this is the hardest one.
This is a tough one.
All right, I need a final four aside from John Candy to really make my decision here.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You better bring it.
Absolutely.
Warwick Davis, Whoopi Goldberg. And John Candy and Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins. I'm going Grandma Candy.
Damn it!
Grandma Candy. I'm sticking with Grandma Candy.
Oh, sorry, Art.
This is where I say goodnight for you. Goodnight to both of you.
All right, here we go. Getting down to the nitty gritty. Mr. Skin versus fictional lawyers.
What are we at? The Elite Eight right now?
We're at 16.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Here comes another hour, folks.
We can do these quick. Here we go. Quickly.
Lawyers.
Lawyers or Mr. Skin?
Oh, man.
Let's say lawyers.
Skin. Let me read you the categories for the Mr. Skin Whack It Bracket. They're the best round names yet. You've got the Hollywood Hooters, the Retro Racks, the Foreign Fun Bags, and the Breast of the Rest.
All right, Mr. Skin.
Yes. That's my vote, too.
Very good. Big Dicks this versus...
category names still on a great.
Big Dicks. Oh, this is going to be good. Yeah, Big Dicks. Let's go.
Yeah, Big Dicks.
Big Dicks. Let's just keep it going. That's going to be a good next round.
Versus
most watchable movies.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Because is it going to be Skin versus Dicks?
Boobs versus Dicks?
Let me tell you, the final two of the most watchable movies are Raiders of the Lost Ark and Die Hard.
Oh, shit.
Dicks, come on.
Yeah, I kind of do.
You want to know who wins? Oh, let me tell you the conferences too in the regions. This is the second best.
So much for going fast.
Sorry, I'm bringing ammo, dude. Fucking, you get if you want to win, you got to bring the ammo. Here's the most watchable movie. These are the regions. You have the Sam Raimi Conference, which is a slapdash mix of adventure and horror. The Tony Scott Memorial Conference, which is films containing at least one explosion. The All That Required for Joe Dirt to Win is that Good Men Do Nothing Conference, which is comedies not starring David Spade. And the None of the Above Conference with this one that Bill Dungskerman's picked. All right, fuck it. Yeah, the other category. They lost me.
So what's winning? Dicks?
Not the movies. Big dicks.
Dicks!
Although Die Hard did win. Die Hard did win.
Oh, shit. Let's see. You didn't say
you already that. Called it dicks. Let's move on.
No, you can change
Here
it.
You go, pal.
Die Hard did win.
I already said dicks.
I'll say movies.
Huh?
I say movies.
All right, what did you say?
Dicks.
All right, dicks it is.
All right, here you go, Art. This one's all you.
Jordans.
Sneakers versus Jordan sneakers?
Jordans.
All right, there you go. That's fine. I don't want to. I don't care. pie. Pie versus endangered species.
Pie.
Oh, shit. Pie.
Because, again, if I had to consume one or the other, I'm going with pie.
Shrimp dishes versus candies found in your grandmother's house.
Oh, man. Grandma's. This is tough.
Grandma's candy, grandma hands candy. Down.
Yep.
Grandma candy?
Yep.
Rip.
Grandma candy. Here you go. The one we've all been waiting for. Burgers versus pickles. Top kosher pickles.
Burgers. There's so much burgers. More you can do with burgers.
Burgers, yeah. All nice. Right. Cereal versus best quarterbacks of all time.
Cereal.
Cereal.
Best catchphrases versus Star Wars.
Catchphrases.
What
were the best catchphrases? Final four.
You said him.
Jingle, jingle, motherfucker, inception horn, callback, and time's up.
Right. Our stupid catchphrases from our podcast or the greatest movie trilogy of all time.
Cinderella. Cinderella. Come on.
And Art's choosing against his favorite movies.
He's choosing. Wow. Look at that.
I'm going to say Star Wars because it's ridiculous.
Shit, I gotta fucking...
Sophie's choice, bitch.
I'm flipping a coin. I'm flipping my phone. There you go. Star Wars face up. Catch face down. Face down! Catchphrases it is.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Even I don't want our catchphrases to win.
Oh, boo! All
right. Here's the Elite Eight. Mr. Skin, boobs versus dicks.
Oh, boobs.
Yeah, boobs wins. Jordan sneakers versus pie.
Oh, shit. Pie. I lost this one.
I'm going pie.
All right.
Sorry, Art.
Pie. Grandma candy versus burgers.
Grandma candy.
Shit. Burgers.
Oh, wow.
Grandma candy. If Whoppers and Whoppers loses, I'm taking Granny Candy all the way.
Granny Candy's only good for, like, Sunday afternoons. Burgers you can eat any night of the week.
I'm going fucking Granny Candy.
Yes!
Oh, come on.
We're having
bullshit.
This. We're having
bullshit.
This out.
Bullshit.
Yes! Fuck that. And then catchphrases versus cereal.
Oh, shit.
Cereal.
Catchphrases.
I'm going cereal.
Damn it!
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Final four. Mr. Skin versus pie. So, boobs versus pie.
Boobs. Boobs.
Boobs.
You can get sick of pie.
not a lot of people like to eat pie.
There's not as many variations of pie as there are boobs. Plus, I was going to say, I hate rhubarb, but there's some boobs that I could say I hate as well.
Mm. But boobs are like pizza.
Yep. Even when they're bad, there's still nipples on
them. Wait.
Wait, what is that? That's how it goes, right?
Is that how pizza works?
Pepperoni, right?
Art, what do you got? Boobs versus pie.
Boobs.
You said boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
And then cereal versus granny candy.
Cereal.
Cereal.
Damn. All right. And then the final. Live.
This is the final.
Mr. Skin versus cereal.
Wow. Ooh, this is tough. This is where it gets difficult. Mm. The Whack-It bracket versus cereal.
Versus, because remember the final four were...
Now, the final four on Mr. Skin has not yet been decided because it's still underway.
Right.
Now, let me throw a couple more of the contenders at you.
Okay.
We got Anne Hathaway in there, Angelina Jolie, Jessica Biel, Selma Hayek, Halle Berry, Alice Eve from Star Trek. And they're good.
Wait, I want to see the Alice Eve one.
Oh man.
Yeah, give me about 8 minutes.
Yeah, Penelope Cruz in there, Katie Holmes.
Oh Lord. She got little flapjack titties, but
oh.
Alice Eve. That's surprising.
What?
That's surprising.
No, it's because she's laying down.
Is that what it is?
It's not a good angle.
Not a good representation. Not a good breast.
You know, cereal's texture always looks good no matter what angle you look from.
Breast representation? Wait, what?
Those are definitely not flapjacks.
Just want to look that up. Just want to say that, though.
Kelly Brook is disappointing.
Yeah, isn't it amazing, though, when you look at them? Yeah, those are terrible. That they really do pair up similar boobs.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Ooh, Monica.
Enlarged to show texture.
Jesus.
Totally. And what are who won the cereal one again?
Whoa. Lucky Charms beat out
Lucky Charms.
Golden Grahams, was it?
Yeah,
I can't go with that. Golden Grahams is infinitely better than Lucky Charms.
I can't go for that. No.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, can do.
Not a huge fan of marshmallow cereal. Those marshmallows just like, they squeak in between your teeth. They just like taste like plastic.
But so do boobs.
That's true. So do nipples. So do nipples.
They squeak in between your teeth, too.
Good point. Good point. You should be a lawyer, Mike.
I can make my own bracket. Fake lawyers.
I'm going the Whack-It bracket.
The Whack-It bracket, eh?
I can always touch cereal, so I'll go with cereal.
I'm going... Oh, shit.
Comes down to Mike. Boobs or cereal? Wow. This is Sophie's Choice. I can always touch cereal.
I'm going... All right.
The brilliance of that just hit me.
From the mind that brought you Whoppers and Whoppers.
That would have been great if it was Whoppers versus Whoppers.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, here you go. When it comes to breakfast, I'm not always in the mood for cereal. I'm always in the mood for boobs.
Yeah. That's a great point. You really should be a lawyer. You have just won a $1,000 scholarship to University of Phoenix Law School, the world's only online law school.
So now I have an image of a bunch of breasts cutting down the nets.
Sorry, that was it? That was the final?
That was the final.
Yep.
There you go. Mr. Wow. Skin takes it. Mr. Skin's Whack-It Bracket.
Whack-It Bracket. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What should I say?
So I say in honor of his winning, in honor of his winning our brackets bracket, Art, get him on the show.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's get you guys some free accounts to log into that website.
Yeah,
as I got long ago for having him on the radio show.
Nice, let's do it. So there you go, folks. We're not gonna stretch this out any farther. enjoy.
There's nobody listening.
Enjoy. Hope your brackets do well, and we'll see you next week.
Our next podcast will be a wrap up, a post game.
Yeah.
See you next time. See ya.
See ya.
For more good stuff, go to mastersofnone.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Masters of None.